It's July 23rd. My morning today started with a call from an unknown number. I got a call from the brother of my comrade who has been missing for several weeks now. My comrade disappeared during the fighting in the Luhansk region. Those guys who were next to him say that he was ambushed by Russians and was shot from a machine gun almost point blank. But according to the law, until a body is found, a person is considered missing, even if dozens of other people witnessed his or her death. The man who called me does not lose hope that his brother is alive. He is looking for any opportunity to find out about the fate of a relative. Recently, his brother's laptop fell into his hands, and in it is a file with the names and phone numbers of those with whom he served. I could not help this guy in any way. At the moment when his brother disappeared, I was already in another military unit and did not see or hear anything that could help the search. Our conversation was very sad. We discussed a man about whom both almost certainly know that he was dead, but at the same time, both believe that he could be alive, and those who saw the machine gun fire from an ambush maybe run. Our conversation did not end the way it started. My friend's brother unexpectedly said that he enjoyed listening to my show before the war, and his parents also loved this show very much, and they all hope that it will return to the air soon. In general, the war gives unexpectedly many curious meetings and acquaintances. In those days when the Russians began to retreat from Kyiv, I met the Ukrainian musician Khlivniuk at one of the positions. Now the whole world knows him, thanks to the song "Hey Hey Rise Up," which uses his vocals, and Pink Floyd plays the instrumental part. We joke among ourselves here that we have lived to the time when the best thing in Pink Floyd is the vocals of a Ukrainian guy. By the way, this song itself is from the time of the First World War. It was the unofficial anthem of a Ukrainian rifleman who fought on the side of Austria-Hungary. Now this song has become the unofficial anthem of the current war. It is sung in the rear and in the trenches. Ukrainian musicians overlay it on light techno or turn it into heavy metal. And this despite the fact that most of the musicians in the country are now either fighting or volunteering, but not recording songs. Just for example, in the very first days of the war, at the shooting range, I met one of the best rockabilly and blues guitar players in Ukraine. He went to war in the early days as a volunteer. Not so long ago, he was wounded. He ended up in hospital, but now he is recovering and rushing to the front. To be honest, music is my hobby. Not only do I love to listen to it, but I also play just a little and only for myself, the guitar and bass. A few years ago, I found myself reaching the ceiling of my musical self-education and started taking lessons from a professional guitar player. My studies did not last long. My teacher moved to another area, I got another job, and I simply did not have the opportunity and time to go to his lessons. Well, that's how it ended.